here at the 2017 CUES CEO Executive Team Network Gathering.
Say that again.
2017 CUES CEO Executive Team Network. Right. We are here with Kirk Drake. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Feel like it's a weekly show at this point.
I know. You were just on last week. This is kind of cool. I like this. Kind of recurring guest type of thing. You're kind of like our Kramer.
Right? I don't like that.
Sorry. I'm just kidding. All right. Hey, so lots of stuff going on. How's the conference been for you? I've seen you here all a couple of days.
It's been a great conference. I've done a bajillion conferences and credit unions, and this is probably the first time I've done a CUES one, and I love it.
Yeah, so, this is a really cool little conference because the content's
good, the audience is good, the networking is great. You know,
I mean, it has Sam Mall yesterday and JP Nichols and Lee Wetherington. My gosh.
It's great. Yeah. And then today you got PSU co-op and CSU all up on a
stage. That's going to be a good one,
too. That should be good. Yeah. So I just would say fight more, but you know.
Maybe. Hey, there goes our light. All right. That's not on, fortunately. Hey, let's talk about a subject that's near and dear to your heart. Why credit unions need to move to the cloud? So what's going on here? Why do they need to move to the cloud?
So when Ogo started offering cloud services, we bought a company called CloudWorks in 2010. Mm-hmm. So probably a little ahead of where we needed to be, but we really started exploring that question. And our belief was just simply that the long-term, if you were to start a credit union today, you would start it all cloud, right? So eventually, as new entrants, which these days are fintechs, are entering, they're all doing it cloud-related. Right. And eventually, both the cost and the complexity of running all that stuff yourself stops being a core competency, and you need to migrate. So our belief was the sooner you do that, the better, because then you can be focused on the new business model. So we thought that's what sold, and that's why people moved to the cloud. It turns out that's not why people moved to the cloud.
Why?
So what they really do is it's the reallocation and different priorities. So it's the idea that in a lot of credit unions we go into, we'll sit down and ask the CEO what the top five priorities are for the credit union, and we'll ask the CIO what the top five priorities, and how often do you think those things align? Not very often. It's usually totally disconnected. Well, if you're a leader and you've got people working for you that aren't connected in with what the key priorities are, you know, that doesn't really work very well long term. And so I think what people are actually buying is the ability to refocus and realign their teams, their leadership, their mission, purpose throughout the organization, because IT is really one of the few functions that somehow exists without that alignment, right?
Yeah.
You know, everybody else, you know, branches, tellers, HR, marketing, they're all singing to the same tune, and IT can coexist without plausible deniability there to go off and solve other problems that I'm not saying aren't important. I'm just saying they're not core to the mission and purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what we're seeing is that primary motivation is really, how do we align our organization? How do we become more agile? How do we move faster? And one of the ways you do that is cloud. Another way is outsourcing marketing, outsourcing HR. It's all sorts of different functions that you can determine are core or not core to your business. But in my opinion, the server piece, the storage piece, the security piece, the DR piece, those are costs of doing businesses. They're not.
What I was thinking. They cost.
I actually really remember a CEO named Yuri Valda from Northwest Credit Union, and he was an original investor. Not him. The credit union was original investor. He was one of my first board chairs at Ogo, and we've been working together 3 or 4 years. And we're having a beer one night, and he's like, "You know, Kirk, something I should tell you about IT." I said, "Well, okay, this is going to be interesting." From a CEO's perspective, I know you think it's all interesting and we want to know how all the pizza is made and all the steps and all that kind of stuff. From my perspective, it's a cost of doing business. It takes too long, costs too much money, and slows everything else down. And he said, the sooner you realize that that's our perspective, then you can stop explaining to me how crap works, because I don't care. And so it just always reminds me.
Makes sense.
I think sometimes we have to, we're passionate about how these things work and why and all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't mean that it's the right answer, right?
So what are some hurdles to getting in the cloud, so to speak, for credit unions? Because there still needs to be a high adoption rate, because it still seems kind of science fiction to a lot of people.
Yeah, I think we're past the bleeding edge and we're in the leading edge.
Okay.
So Ogo's got probably about 100 credit unions that are fully live, running production-wise, everywhere from a couple $2 million credit union, which is pretty easy to make that transition.
Right.
And we have our largest one at about $1 billion that's going all live over the next 6 months now. Yeah. So, you know, there's really two approaches that I see people take. It's A, do disaster recovery, you know, let me replicate some stuff offsite, then do my test environment. And then in theory, you know enough and comfortable enough that then it's sort of the story the IT guy sells internally, then we'll actually move to the cloud. And that's a perfectly valid story. I've seen it a lot in larger credit unions, and that's how I would say about half our credit unions have migrated through that. So they start off replicating servers, we get comfortable with their network, they move their telecom into our environment, use all of our technology stack and tools there. Then they might add IT security, and then the last stage, they move their servers.
Gotcha.
What we have begun to see is credit unions that just sort of make the commitment up front and say, you know, we're not going to, if we accelerate, that can take two to three years to make that migration. And but if you do it all in one chunk, you go through all the stages, but you move through them much faster, it can be 3 to 6 months. And so we're seeing a lot more credit unions kind of say, you know, we've made this philosophical alignment. We want to go this direction. We're ready to have our IT guy helping on all, you know, member experience, user interface, more development, all these other things that are, you know, fun and sexy and exciting to our credit union. So we're going to just bolt right through this. We'll sign up for everything at once and we'll get it all done and rip off the Band-Aid and be done with it.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. And it's actually easier for us the first way. But, it's because the complexity is higher in the second way. But it's obviously, you know, it's whatever's right for the credit.
Is there like an immediate need as well for them to get?
So usually
what's the typical implementation period? Is it like 3 to 6 months?
It's 6 to 9 months.
Oh, six to nine. Okay.
Yeah.
Just because all the data and all the steps involved?
Yeah, you got to get all your telecom carriers, you know, coordinated. Mm-hmm. You got to, you know, so there's basically, what I like to say is you're unwinding. So first off, I like to say there's 9 ways to solve every technical problem. 3 are pretty good, 3 are okay, and 3 are lousy, right? You kind of want to avoid good and lousy and don't worry too much. But I think the challenge you see is, the credit union will get a new CIO, and there's sort of different styles of CIO. It's the cost protector. My job is to do this all as cheaply as possible, right? And then you have my job is to be a business aligned as much as possible, and my job is to do the latest and greatest as much as possible, right? Well, those guys, when you know people don't tend to interview them for cultural fit or style, and CEOs don't tend to define and say, I want this to be done as cheaply as possible. I want to be the leading edge. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, first guy leaves, second guy comes in. Mm-hmm. He's got the technical chops. He knows his stuff. But his natural style is cheap. First guy's natural style was outsource, you know, efficiency, that kind of stuff, which cost more but may perform differently,
right?
And so second guy comes in and goes, well, all the first guy's stuff was stupid. Let me go redo all that, right? And then he leaves 3 years later. The next guy comes and goes, boy, everything's cheap. Let me go redo it, right? And so you see this cycle going back and forth in credit unions where insource, outsource, you know, upgrade. The prior guy's decisions are all terrible, blah, blah, blah. Some truth to it. Mostly it's just a style piece of it. And so that hurdle, what we see is the CEO says, you know, we need alignment in this. So let's get our IT guys on board. They can put up infinite roadblockers of why you can't do it. Mm-hmm. All of them are false, right? They can all be undone and done.
Yeah.
And then once they make that move, then the CIO embraces it and they move over. Mm-hmm. What usually happens in that equation is either someone in the IT department decides to leave earlier than expected, which accelerates the project, right? Mm-hmm. Or someone leaves before the decision is made, which accelerates the project, right? Mm-hmm. So, and occasionally everybody's aligned and we move through it, right? But that's sort of the hurdles that kind of go on in there.
Is the implementation period, is that scary for a credit union? Does that scare them? Or is it, that's just what it is, what it is?
That's actually the biggest impediment to more credit unions doing themselves, right? A lot of them, you know, they sell the story of we're going to move to Azure, we're going to move to Amazon. Mm-hmm. Very few credit unions have IT teams that have the skill sets designed to up and migrate 100, 200, 300 servers to a completely new platform and configuration. They just don't do that in their careers on a normal basis. They don't have the capacity. They don't have the technical skills. They don't, you know, whatever those things are.
Right.
So the implementation, you know, from our perspective, it's not scary because we've migrated 100 credit unions.
Yeah.
So we're
so
pretty
you know,
good at it at this
point. You know
point.
The drill.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say we're perfect, but we're a solid B+, right? Mm-hmm. We're certainly the leading guys in the industry doing it. And so that aspect allows us to, you know, really make sure we plan all that out, have you know, all the meetings, all the other pieces to make sure that that's seamless, as seamless as it can be, and not painful for credit unions.
So if a credit union's on the fence about this type of thing, what would you tell them? What are some of the things that obviously, and there's so much upside to this. Yeah. So what would you tell them?
So, you know, I usually look at it from the perspective of, you know, if you were telling yourself the story 10 years later, right? And so you look at all sorts of things like this use of Facebook, use of air conditioning, right? Nobody, you know, let's say you were living in the 70s and nobody had air conditioning, or the 50s, whatever it was, and you finally get air conditioning. You don't ever think, boy, I wish I hadn't done that sooner. Right? Yeah. You always look back and go, boy, that improvement was better than I thought, right? Especially if the improvement is on that maturity model. Now, sure, if you're first-gen air conditioning, you might regret it because it breaks all the time, it has problems. But by the time you're second, third generation, then you're just kicking yourself for not doing it sooner. At this point, cloud's been out for 10 years, right? This is nothing that's new. There's nothing all that exciting or it's new to credit unions. Right?
It's not a shiny red ball anymore.
It isn't. It's tried and true. We've had... 30, 40 customers that have been live for 3 or 4 straight years with virtually no downtime, right? Like just works, right? You just forget about it, right? So I think it's just getting over your own internal fear of trying something new and saying, you know, we'll figure it out, we'll make it work, and it's probably not going to be as bad as we thought. And then usually the second they're live, within about, you know, 2 to 4 weeks, this is, you know, huge sigh of relief because there's all these hidden things that CEOs, CIOs are worried about, you know, from performance to uptime to data encryption to backups, all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, it's just those 57 things every day that you worry about, they're just taken care of, right? And it's our worries at that point.
So are you like a Mythbuster with this type of stuff?
Yeah, that's in theory. But there's all sorts of those kind of things that in order for the cloud provider to even be in existence, we have to be really good and we have to have people who just patch, right? Like that's all they do every day, you know, and they do it at such a scale that you can only get good at it, right? Yeah. And it's a core competency. And because 100 credit unions are looking at your patching reports, you don't have much room for, you know, not patching, right? Versus in a credit union, who's looking at the patching reports?
That's a good
question.
It's
not the CEO usually, right? So then an auditor shows up, everybody freaks out. Oh my God, we're not ready, you know. And so it's just that noise, I think, in the day-to-day piece just gets really minimized.
Let's go down a little bit different road here, but still related to the same topic. With the recent natural disasters, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, and now the fire going on in Northern California, where does cloud come in to play in this instance? Because these natural disasters seem to be happening with regular occurrence now. What's going on with the world, you know? But it's a reality.
Yeah, no, you know, I think to me, this is why we made the evolution to cloud from disaster recovery was it used to be you had a failure, you recovered some stuff, you had some downtime, came back online.
Right.
Consumer expectations, our own personal expectations, we have no patience for that kind of stuff unless we're experiencing the pain ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Cloud is this way where I got a data center running in Phoenix, a data center running in Maryland. They're connected with 10 different routes. Mm-hmm. The chance of both of them being down and impacted by the same
pretty
thing
remote.
Are slim to none.
Yeah.
And I've got a team that's spread across the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at it that way, what happens is once you've moved to that model and you have a disaster, you're able to spend all of your time helping your members, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not worrying about, are my servers up?
Right,
because they're just up.
Yep.
Right,
totally makes sense.
And so the credit unions in Houston, we have a couple in Texas that are fully, you know, cloud. A bunch of California. I don't think we have any in Florida, but they just experienced no downtime, right? And their management teams, from a disaster recovery planning perspective, aren't worried about IT bottlenecking, having to fail over a bunch of servers, reconfigure things, scramble.
Mm-hmm.
It's just working, which means those people are now able to focus on how do I get my members what they need in this disaster and refill that and make sure my branches are open and make sure that second tier set of stuff, you know. I always equate it to, this is sort of the litmus test I have for credit union CEOs. If you have a bunch of business objectives, right, and every time you go to IT, there's 9 things that they have to fix, you got a real problem in IT.
Mm-hmm.
If they have 1 or 2, that's pretty okay, right? In between there is gray area, but 1 to 2 indicates that your team's got the right architecture, the right long-term direction, the right, they've made the right set of choices that give them flexibility to the business needs, those kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you got 8 or 9 hurdles, that means you've got a lot of deferred maintenance, you've got a lot of old equipment, you got a lot of short-term decision-making that solved the problem right then. Mm-hmm. And
Bunch of Band-Aids.
Yeah. And no amount of Band-Aid removal other than doing it right. But here's the beauty. You move to cloud, you're forced into a structure that has... never has those Band-Aids.
Oh, right. That's nice.
So it's an opportunity to just clean it up the first time versus a lot of times, you know, you'd get that next IT guy, I'm going to clean up those nine things. Now you spend 2-3 years cleaning them up, and then you go to cloud. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you just skip the stuff in the middle, right?
Makes sense.
You know, so it's just it's sort of like I suppose you could buy a 1979 Honda Civic right now that you have to take the mechanic, you know, eight times a year to travel across town, or you just buy a new one.
Right.
So now those two things don't cost the same. So not totally.
A little bit. There's a little bit of difference.
All
right. Wrap up question here is where are we with cloud? I mean, are there any advancements that we need to know about? Or is cloud just it is what it is type of thing? Or does it advance any? And that's just kind of my ignorance. But
I think what you'll start to see over time is things like Constellation, QSO, and other cores that are building themselves on the cloud platform because it gives them all that flexibility into this other world of stuff. Mm-hmm. Not seeing too much of it now, but I think that's the next roadmap. Okay. Once you got, you know, so Vogo had 500 credit unions on the cloud, and 50 of them were XP, 50 of them were Scimitar, 50 of them OSI. Mm-hmm. It's really easy for us to go bring in a middleware vendor that opens that up to Salesforce or opens it up and have a common implementation and framework in there that's highly differentiated in the marketplace, but really helps credit unions. Mm-hmm. That's where I think it will go.
Okay.
I think, you know, I'm guessing there's an early signs of that now, but it's still probably 5 to 10 years out from that. But I wish it would go a heck of a lot faster.
Don't we all?
It would solve a lot more problems,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So, very cool. All right, great message to end on, Kurt. We could talk about this all day long. It's a really interesting topic, obviously very timely. So appreciate the time, sir.
Thanks.
Well done, man. Always a pleasure. Always an education.
Right.
Thank you.